Isn't it funny the insight into someone's life you can glean from one side of a phone call? Sat here, with someone you can only hear and can't even see on the carriage. Almost feels a little criminal to eavesdrop.
Oh, Emily, you got my message then? I've been so worked up. You know, Marie and Jay have gone on holiday this week. Well, because of how much they love that dog of theirs like a child, they've not wanted to put her into kennels. Well, somehow I ended up agreeing to look after it till they get back, and I've been getting the train down to theirs in the mornings and evenings. Well, I was there last night.
Mia! Mia, your auntie's here for walkies! Mia! Mia?
Oh, God! I know! There I am in the kitchen with the dog laid all on her own and completely still in the corner, her paw over a stuffed toy bear. She's there with no life at all. I don't know why. I really don't know how this had to happen whilst I was looking after her. Yeah, I know. I just thought I need to do something with her, like get her to a vet. I couldn't just leave her there. But I don't know any vets around there. It was late, and I really couldn't just leave a dead dog on the kitchen floor. So I thought I need to get her home and then just sort something out in the morning from mine.
Come on, there must be something. Something somewhere, something big enough. Oh, you'll do. Suitcase has surely got to be big enough.
Well, yeah, I could have probably taken a taxi, but in the panic, the thought of taking a dead dog in a taxi seemed even more awkward. Well, anyway, I managed to get into a spare suitcase I'd left behind. At least I could wheel it unnoticed then. Well, but I still really don't know what to say to them. Well, I took it down to the station, and you know those big set of steps leading up to the entrance? Well, I really struggled to lift the case up them, and well, she might not be a massive dog, but she was really heavy. Well, this was when a really cute guy comes over out of nowhere, and I mean, like, real model looks.
Oh, you all right? How come someone like you's been left to struggle with that on your own? Because I can always give you a hand to platform if you want.
So there I am, looking tired, a mess. So, on top of that, I couldn't let him know I'm lugging around a dead dog like some morbid fashion accessory. That would have really made for a welcome first impression. So I thought I'd fob him off by saying it was my DVD collection and I was moving house, which he seemed all the more happy to help with in between flirting. Yeah, but this is where I really need your help, Emily, because I really don't know what to do. What the hell do I say or do now? Not only has their dog died when I'm looking after it, then gone and stuck it in a suitcase, taken it across town, and now some guy's only gone and nicked it.
Oh yeah, and don't I know it. What the hell am I meant to do now with a dead dog?